Scary stuff. Okay, so we gotta shut the volume down. Yeah, volume. All right. And why is this on? Why is this on 10? Should be on 8. Yeah, should usually be on 8 or something. Okay. So the Gemara is gonna try to prove. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says that Rav Hunda's mistaver, that Dalet Bitzad is a pirtza. Okay. What's his raya? His raya is from this case of the Mavoi Okum. Yeah. So what's the Mavoi Okum, Rashi?
Mavoi Okum, Ushni Pesacho Lershus Haravna.
Kizeh.
Kizeh.
It has two openings, what? To the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Yeah.
Two openings to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Kizeh. Like a Dalet. Right? Like a Dalet. So one opening goes to one Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and one opening goes to another Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Right? And it's a right angle. Okay, so what's the machlokas?
So, Rav Amar Torso Kamfulash, Mavoi Hamfulash.
Okay, let's just do the Gemara. Yes, did you read the whole thing? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
What the?
Rav says it's Kimafulash, and Shmuel says it's Kisosum.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what is the difference between a Mafulash and a Sosum? Let's just get the facts straight here.
Mafulash is open on both sides, and Sosum is three walled.
So, up till now, we've been dealing with a Mavoi Sosum, right? Mavoi Sosum means what? It has, three walls, right? Two chatzeros opening into it, right? Two batim on each chatzer, correct? And it opens into, for the most part, I think we've been dealing, it opens into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, right? It opens into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the mavoi is an access point, an access from the bias through the chatzer to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay. And what's the tikkun? What's the takana of a mavoi sasam?
Lechi
okora. Assuming it's 10 amas in width. Lechi okora. Okay. And what's a mavoi mefulash? Mefulash is what? Yeah, what were you saying, Yitzi?
Mefulash is the wall on the opposite sides, open on both ends.
Mefulash is right. It's two walls, right? And it opens into two Rosh Hashanah Rabbims. What do you mean? What's on the other side? Well, that's later on in the Gemara. No, it's not so clear. You need the same thing in that case. We're assuming it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbims. Right? And Zayin Amunal, the Gemara discusses whether it's the same thing, whether it's Daf Rosh Hashanah Rabbims on both sides. Claim Shaz now, we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on both sides. And then what do you need?
You need
a Tzuras Pesach on one side and a Lechi or a Kora on the other side. Okay. So once again, that if it's Sosum, Mavoi Sosum only needs a Kora or a Lechi. And if it's Mefulash, it needs a Tzuras Pesach Mikan and Lechi or Kora Mikan. Right? That's what Rashi says. Toroso ki Mefulash. Go ahead.
Toroso ki Mefulash. Mavoi Mefulash Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Tzarech Tzuras Pesach Mikan Lechi Okor Mikan Kidu Lekaman Av Zeh Tzarech Lushnei Pesach Lutzad Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Lechi Lechi Lekorura
Right
Vakmu Mosav Tzarech Tzuras Pesach Tefilah Shehu Mefulash Lechavero Havi Kemefulash Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Okay, so Rashi says, what's the idea of calling this a Mavoi Mefulash? It's Toroso Ki Mefulash. And what's the din of a Mavoi Mefulash? Mavoi Mefulash needs a Tzuras Pesach, Mikan, and Lechi Okor Mikan. So this one also, what? It needs, for its two openings, which two openings? The two openings facing, the two openings that are adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim need a Lechi.
Is he limiting Lechi here, or does it just mean Lechi Yakar?
Lechi Yakar. Right. And Be'akmu Miso, what's that mean?
The right corner.
Yeah, so where would you put it?
Cross
the side, inside the corner, the angles of the corner.
On the diagonal. Right on the diagonal. you wouldn't favor either mavoi, right? You'd
right.
split this thing directly in half.
How do you know that for you?
Why not?
The akmu miso, that is the bend. In the bend itself, on the bend itself, you put a tzuras hapeso. Okay? It's not clear from this Rashi, but it is clear later on, I think. How is that possible? How is that possible? How could you possibly be cutting out part of each molar? Can't be cutting out part of each molar.
Right, it could only be cutting out from one, if anything.
Yeah,
you can't be cutting out a piece.
You're saying that circle is sharing, that square, I mean, is sharing to both mothers?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What?
That square gets both, and you're taking out a triangle of the square to each one.
I'm just saying how you can logically say you're taking away from both mothers. Let's just do the facts over here. Can we just get the facts straight?
Yeah, but there's no halakhic ramifications of that.
Can we just get the facts straight?
I mean, not
the facts are you put a tzuras of Pesach on the corner. Okay, that's the fact. Okay. So why does he say that? The pilush do mafulash l'chavero avikim mafulash l'chavero rabbi. What does that mean? What?
It leads into another mavoi. It's like it leads into Rosh
Hashanah. Right. Okay, so what he's saying, there's supposed to be a mavoi mefulash. It means that both of the doors are mefulash to Rosh Hashanah. Both doors are mefulash to Rosh Hashanah. So then you can call the whole mavoi mefulash. Right? It's like it is in its own right a passageway to Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's not essentially a regular mavoi asasam, meaning it terminates. It essentially has a terminates in batim with an access to the Rosh Hashanah. Right? But mefulash means it has its own identity in terms of Rosh Hashanah. Passes through. Right? It's like a byway. Right? Now the regular mavoi asasam essentially is part of the tashmish of the batim. Right? But a mavoi mefulash means that it has its own identity in terms of the shizarab. Right? We're just trying to get a handle on this.
That's a drama, right?
Yeah, that what?
It does go from a drama to a drama, but it's still for the Kashmir of the bottom, which is going their way. Like, the neighbor of the drama is familiar from one to the other.
Who?
It still has its essential identity is still for the Kashmir of the bottom, even though it can go either way to the drama.
That's what Ram says. Who hanikra mavoi mefulash? Right.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you say the same thing, Chaim, for a normal case of mavoi mefulash? You could still say that. You are or not?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I know this one.
So. Heich matir mavoi asasum. So Ram says you need a lechi or a kora. Right, and consider that lechi or kora like it's sosam ruach revius. The yase rishus hayachad. Yeah, but heich matir and mavoi mefulash oslo tzuras pesach mikan, the lechi or kora mikan. So it would seem that the tzuras pesach. I mean, you have to think about it. But one way to look at it is that, like we said the other day, right? The tzur, you need something first to close off the third side. And then the fourth side is right for a kora or a lechi. Okay, but anyway, so what's Rashi's idea over here? That since this mavoi, Rashi is treating each mavoi like its own little thing, right?
Yeah.
The way it sounds like. He's saying, because this one opens into its friend, and its friend into Rosh Hashanah.
You couldn't say if you thought the whole thing was one entity.
So it's therefore considered each one is like a mavai mafulash. Sounds like the way that's the way Rashi seems to be explaining it. Right? It's not conclusive, but it sounds that way. Okay, and what's Torasso Kisosum?
Torasso Kisosum. Vein Sarach Ba'akim Losav Kulam. Ela, Elu Osin Lechi Lepiskon, Ve'elu Osin Lechi Lepiskon. Lom Mitzachinon, Suras of Pesach, Ela Lepsachin Hamafulashin, Zeg Negazel, Lushas Arabin.
So if you say it's Torasso Kisosum and as the din of a sosum, then what? Then you don't need anything on the bend at all. Rather, you make a lechi for this Pesach and a lechi for that Pesach. Why? Why is that sufficient? Because you only need a tzuras of Pesach when the psachim are mefuloshim, lipsachim hamefuloshim zeh keneged zeh l'rishus rabim. So each Pesach is mefulash. Each Pesach is mefulash. But the problem over here is it's not mefulash zeh keneged zeh. It's not mefulash zeh keneged zeh. So therefore what? It's torasso kisosum. So by mefulash, you need what? You need a source of Pesach in the corner. And it's an alechi on the opening. But by sosum, according to the first pshat over here, you only need alechi on the opening. Right? Lashon acher.
Lashon Acher, Torah Kisasim, Torah Mavoi Sasim, Vitzarach Lasos Lechi Lakum Wasav, Vahainu Lechi Shaosim Bemavoi Sasim, Zeki Balti Memoria Zeki Zal.
Second shot is, what does it mean, Torah So Kisasim? The Torah of what is Kisasim? No? Right, the bend. The bend has a din of a. The bend has a din. The Pesach of the bend itself has the din of a Pesach of a Mavoi Sasum. The first pshat is he's saying each Mavoi is like a Mavoi Sasum. Right? Second pshat is saying the din of the corner, the Pesach at the corner, has a din like the Pesach of a Mavoi Sasum. Of course, you need a lechi on each opening to the Rosh Hashanah, that's Dover Pashut. But it's not talking about that. It's only talking about the difficult case. The difficult case is the corner itself. So then it would be that what? That if it's mefulash, you need a Pesach, Tzuras HaPesach. And if it's sasum, you need a lechi over there.
Where's he gonna put the lechi?
On the corner?
Which corner? If you put it on the corner that they both share, it doesn't limit any.
They both share both corners.
No, they only share one corner.
And the mistaver would be just where the Tzuras HaPesach is. Just the only lechi.
You only have one lechi, or you have three lechis?
You have three lechis.
Right.
Oh,
okay. Strange, right?
Not in the corner, you have three lechis in total.
Right.
Oh, no. I'm understanding what the lechi is doing there. It's not limiting any.
The lechi is being so same, that third, the heker on that third side, on that corner side.
Right.
You don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, but you still need a lechi. What is it doing? It's a good question. We'll have to think about these things. Okay, so what does this have to do? Let's just get the pshat straight. What does this have to do with the question of Rav Huna or Rav Chanan Bar Rava? Right? What does it have to do? It seems like just a theoretical question. When you have a Pesach at the end of a Mavoi and it opens to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, do you consider it like one long Mavoi or not? Right? What does it have to do with the Shem Pirtza in the end? It's a little complicated, isn't it? Go ahead. So what is going on? Let's see how. Why did Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak say from this case, seems like Rav Huna is right.
So, B'mai Eskinan.
He knew this case really well. Go ahead.
B'mai Eskinan. Ilema Bi Yosem Yeser.
Okay, so what's the case? What are the dimensions of this mavoi? Ilema biyoser me'eser. What is yoser me'eser?
The diagonal of the corner.
Let's see Rashi.
Ilema biyoser me'eser sharocha psichas akumosa yoser me'eser.
Are you still going to argue, Pshatwise?
That seems to be what
he's
saying.
Well, definitely from Tosis is what he's saying. No question about it. From Tosis, that's what he's saying. If this corner span is greater than 10, then what? Then everybody would agree it's a mafulash. Then everybody would agree it's mafulash. Why? Rashi?
Probably mashmul kesasum. V'nisagi belechi. So, atu lechi.
One second. So which pshat is that? That's his second pshat. Everybody seems to quote Rashi as the Rebbe's pshat. Now when they refer to Rashi, they almost, right? They're always referring to the second pshat. So he comes back to, he puts the, it's funny, in the first time around he puts the second shot, he puts the shot of his Rebbe second, but then he reverses the order. Go ahead.
So Atu Lachi Biyoter Mi Eser B'mavoy Sasum Mi Mihani.
One second. So how could it be Toroso Kisosum? How could you possibly say Toroso Kisosum? On the diagonal Pesach, on the diagonal opening. If you had a Mavoy Sosum with a Pesach of greater than 10, would it be enough with a Lechi? Of course not. So you can't say it has the laws of Sosum and then violate the laws. Right? That wouldn't be just. Go ahead.
So Lishna Kama, given the...
So one second. So the Lishna Kama... Lishna Kama, there's no lechi on the corner,
right?
So there's nothing intrinsic. So there's nothing that there's no din of mavoi that it's violating. The lechis are just on the main doors. The main doors are 10. So what's impossible?
So kiven diyoter mieser havi kichad mavoi, chi haygavno lo lema shmuel d'lav mafulashu.
So according to the second shot, the question would be.
Just one big mavoi.
According to the second shot, it should be one big mavoi.
The first pshat.
Right. According to the first pshat, it should be one big mavoi. Why? Cave under Yoser may eser. Havi kichad mavoi.
What was he holding?
Because it's bigger than the door. It's bigger than the door.
Yeah. Well, what was he holding?
It's a pirza. What?
I'm saying in the
but what about the thing from before where he says Zekeneg is there?
It sounds like he was holding it was still one mavoi then also. He just was lacking a certain characteristic of Zekeneg is there.
Right. What happened to Zekeneg is there? Right. But what's he viewing the doorway? It's interesting. He's viewing it. He's clearly viewing the mavoi. He's clearly viewing the mavoi to bend in the middle over there. It's pivoting. The mavoi pivoted on that diagonal line. When do you go from one mavoi to the next? When you cross the diagonal. Right? Mm-hmm. So that diagonal is the doorway from one mavoi to the next. Now, you can't have a door bigger than 10, so it must be one long mavoi. It must be one long mavoi. Right? It must be one long mavoi. Can't escape that.
Because why?
Someone explain a little more? Because why? I mean, this gets down to the question of the proof. Because he's saying that... saying a Pesach would make it into two mavois.
Right.
If there were a Pesach, then you can say this mavoi goes to its Pesach, And its Pesach leads to another Mavoi.
Okay.
Right? But if it's greater than 10, you can't call it the Pesach anymore. So you're going to have to say the Mavoi never ends. The Mavoi just keeps going. Right? Go ahead, let's go a little further. How about for simplicity, we'll just think about the Rebbe's Pshat for now. Go ahead. So you see that hole, that opening, the diagonal cannot be greater than 10. Right?
Yeah.
And nonetheless, what?
It's 10. Rav would never hold that as mefulash.
And Rav still says it's mefulash.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
And even though it's only 10 amas long on the diagonal, Rav still holds it's one long mavoi mefulash. Why, Rashi? So you see that it's a pirza. Must be a pirza. The Ritva mentions, how do you know that a pirza is down to four tvachim? All you've proved is 10. So he says, because that's the next reasonable number to go down to.
Why is it studded?
Skip that Ritva, but that's...
Why is this studded?
What's studded?
Rashi,
Elalav. Oh, pirza studded. This is a tzad.
Why? Isn't this a rosh?
Is it a rosh?
That's what we're talking about.
No, because we're saying that if you were to view it as sasum, right, you wouldn't call it a rosh. Tzad means tzad just means sofa mavoi.
In a regular mavoi mefulash, you have two roshim, right?
A regular mefulash, yes.
Right, and then I mean Shmuel certainly.
But what he's trying to say that how do you turn a sosum into a mefulash? How do you turn why is an okum not considered? Because apparently you could view the okum in two ways. You could view the okum like a mavoi sosum that has a pesach in its tzad that leads into another mavoi. Right? You're going to say toroso kisosum. So what you're saying is, this is a mavoi with a pesach in its tzad.
Why is this tzad?
Why isn't it? Why? Karen's house. Because he says put it on the diagonal.
Yeah, that's why I thought he was talking about that it's been run through and then it was on the side. Because then it really is not forget the Rambam, but you know, then it really is not Karen's house.
Who was?
Then it really is the side. You know that the mavoi is going all the way through and it's on the side.
It's a good question.
Isn't this only proof for Rav? Shmuel would hold the opposite though. Shmuel, the fact that he holds Sussman, if he's in the same, would hold the two rules.
Yeah, but we're just trying to prove Rav.
Right. Well, we are trying to prove Rav. It's a good question. We're trying to prove Rav. Shmuel, the Ritva seems to think there's a proof, according to these Rashi's Rebbe, that there's a proof for Shmuel. But,
one second.
Alma Pirtzas Tzedodin L'Rav B'Arba. Well, according to the Ritva, it's not a problem, right? Because he holds it's only at the Knesa.
What's only the
that you have a problem with Karen Zavis.
Right.
Right?
Now, why do you hold that?
Because the Knesa is where you're limiting the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I mean, this is why you say this is like a Knesset, because it's going to the other Mavoi. I was listening to the fact sheet. So, it's a good question. Why is he calling this Tzedadin, you mean?
Yeah.
It's a corner, according to it's a diagonal, according to Rashi.
Right.
Diagonal, or I saw this for Western Rosh. Am I being too
no.
Geometrical?
It's definitely not a. Is it a. Well, that's the issue. That's the question, though.
Right,
the question,
question
is, if it's not a pirza, it'll be. If it's not a pirza, there's only two choices. Saying, either it's a pirza,
right,
and then it's going to unify the two halves,
okay,
or it's a pesach minatzad.
Why is it minatzad? Why isn't it a pesach?
Because the rosh would be to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The rosh is to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Why can't you know from the regular case of Mefulash you have two roshim, so why can't here you have one rosh to the rosh to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? And one rosh to the other mavoi.
You're asking a different question. You're asking what's the proof at all? What's the proof at all? Even if it were just the pesach, that's a good question because it seems like things switch. Seems like something changed over here because the way Rashi frames the original machlokus doesn't seem like it has to do with the question of pirza. Seems like it just has to do with when you have a pesach open to another mavoi that itself goes into a shishar ravim. That's enough to make it a mavoi mefulash,
right?
But now the Gemara seems to be saying it's only going to be a mavoi mefulash if dafka it's a pirza, right? But what happened to the original svara? The original svara seemed to be that even a pesach would be a. It was Rav's. That's his whole proof. Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman's whole proof is that it's a pirza. But Rav Nachman's whole proof is based on a premise that it's only going to be mefulash if it's not a Pesach.
Right.
But Rashi seems to be saying in the beginning that it's just a question of if you consider this Pesach mefulash to the Rosh Hashanah Rabin because it's mefulash to the Mavi, this mefulash
to the
Rosh Hashanah
Rabin.
According to Shmuel?
I say Rashi was only saying that point about Pesach according to Shmuel. That's why I didn't think it was a problem to prove.
No, on the contrary. According to who says it's Sosom?
Shmuel.
Right. So he's learning that according to Mefulash. That was the svar of Mefulash. That why is it a Mavi Mefulash?
According to when? What's the case?
The case. The Mavi Yakum. Why is a Mavi Yakum Mefulash?
According to Rav.
He's the only one who holds Mefulash. Right. Because the Pilush Shehu Mefulash L'Chavero Havikim Mefulash L'Chavero.
The Pesach, the whole thing over here is the one appears. Okay, and so forth.
Right.
Yeah.
Seems like it's switching.
That's two different entities of Mavli, according to that. Because after Rashi, it seems like he's saying that it's one thing. Like first, it sounds like
two entities, right?
And that's how it sounds at first, but then he
no. Is it it's going to be mefulash? Mefulash means we deem it one entity, right? Sosa means we deem it two entities. That's the way he seems to be learning. Now, what's the difference between two entities and one entity? Whether that opening is considered a Pesach or a Pirza. That's the way, that seems to be the logic of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak.
Right, which isn't the original
thought.
Yeah,
why is
that?
Why do you throw the Pesach in the
middle? You need it for both. You do need it for both, but in the middle is good too.
Yeah, that's my thought. Yeah.
What do you mean?
That the Torah's Pesach is working for the one side, and then you're
calling the other side. No, but if you put the Torah's Pesach... That's a separate question.
Once you put the Torah's Pesach, then you're fine, because then you define it, because you have a Pesach in
there. But then it's not... So then it's two different...
That's what Tosus explains. That's the last part of this. Ein lit mo adlam yeh mavoi okam chomer mi mefulish gomer. Desagi b'tzuras ha-pesach v'lechi echad. Right, that's Tosus. So why don't you say, if it's really mefulash, why don't you just put one Tzuras ha-pesach on one opening? And a lechi on the other opening,
yeah.
Right? So he says no. The last line tells us the ba'inan sheyira tzuras haPesach kol bnei amavoi. Both bnei amavoi need to see the tzuras haPesach. That's what Tosfos holds. He says yenechanam. You're right. Conceptually, it would be good if you could put one tzuras haPesach on one Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and a lechi on the other Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But
right.
That's what I'm saying. It's a problem. It sounds like Rashi's switching his svara. Because in the beginning, it sounds like he's saying it's two mavois with a pesach that meets in the middle, right? But in terms of the Gemara, the only raya from the Gemara is that it's considered the pirza, right? Let's just finish the last piece. In the beginning, Rashi. To be fair, Rashi. The first pshat, Tarasa ke mefulash, doesn't seem to be a difference between Lishna Basra and Lishna Kam, between the two Lishonas. Tarasa ke mefulash is the same.
Oh, you're saying it's only two Lishonas and the Lishna Basra?
Yeah.
So in the beginning, he's saying that
it's
two separate.
He doesn't really say it, though. We sort of assumed it. He never calls that a Pesach over there. Am I right?
Absolutely.
It's a Mavi Mefulash.
It
has a Pesach in the beginning and a Pesach in the end.
If he's saying Chavira,
the problem over here is, don't get mixed up with the terminologies over here. The problem over here is, physically, it has two legs. We want to know halachically, is it one or not? We're going to talk about it physically, but we're going to, when we talk about its features, we'll talk about its physical features, but halachically, it's a question of whether it's one or not. Let's get this straight. That's a question, I agree. It is a little bit of an unsettling question. Now, in the beginning, Rashi seems to say it's just a purely theoretical question. It was in the beginning the way that Rashi portrays the machlokas, even the Ritva, right? So the Ritva, the way he portrays the machlokas, it's a purely theoretical question. No one's arguing about the facts. They're just arguing theory. If you have a mavoi, mavoi mafulash means there's two psachim to Rosh Hashanah, right? And now this one has one Pesach directly to Rosh Hashanah and another Pesach indirectly to Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to be a question about what's a Pesach and what's not a Pesach. Right? That's the way it's portrayed in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then there's no proof. There's no raya over here. What's the raya to Rav Huna?
Right.
What's the raya to Rav Huna? Right? So the only time, the only way you have a raya to Rav Huna is if you're going to say that what?
It's a pirtza.
It's a pirtza. Now, one second. Another problem is that what? Let's say that corner is bigger than 10. Then what? Then why isn't that a problem? Like Rashi says, it's not zekin egezeh.
Right.
According to Rashi, in the beginning, Rashi sounds like it's a theoretical question. Do you need to have the sharim zekin egezeh, or can they take an indirect course? Right. Now he's saying that as the Gemara progresses, things start breaking down. First of all, if that corner is bigger than 10 amos, you don't care about zekin egezeh anymore. And secondly, now they're saying, no, the whole thing is just one question. Is that hole big enough to be a pirtza or not? Is that hole a pirtza or a pesach? Let's just finish off the last part. Go ahead. Let's just get all the pshat straight. Go ahead.
So, Alma pirtzis mavoi mitzido be'arba.
Right.
So, Rav Chanan bar Rava, shiny hasan, deka bakai by Rabin.
So now Rav Chanan bar Rav says that what?
Different answer.
Bar Rava. He wants to answer for himself. That what? That it's not that for Tvachim is a pirtza in general. Right? It's not that for Tvachim is a pirtza in general. If this were a normal case of Minatzad, it would be considered a Pesach. Right?
Right.
The only reason why this opening is not a Pesach is because people are traveling through it.
So what? Isn't that what happens in the Pesach?
No, two Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Rabbim, Baki Bar Rabbim. The Rabbim are using it as a... it's being used as a way to get to... it's being used as a way to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim.
Right.
It's normal...
From Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, from two.
From Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, two Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Well, we'll have to see. All right.
I still don't understand how you answer my name.
I thought I was asking a separate
question about
the stud, and just what's inside. Let me just put down by the Karen Zavis. Yeah, okay, yeah, Daniel first is correct to think that it's not a problem with Karen Zavis because it's not cutting off the structure. This is the structure. The structure is that each mavoi meets in the center line. It's not a distortion of the structure. It's a seamless part of each structure. Okay. Because according to Rav Yitzchak, it's a raya because according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he holds it only makes sense if you consider that a pirtza. So therefore, it's going to be a raya to Rav Huna. But Rav Chanan says it's not totally on the shame pirtza. Even a Pesach, the Baki Bar Rabin would give you the same result.
Would make him a foolish.
Would make him a foolish.
So it's just like.